To own or not to own. The decision about whether to operate one's own warehouse or to contract for warehousing needs is based on fixed and variable warehousing costs and the required throughput. As Exhibit 4-3 shows, as throughput volume increases, eventually a privately owned warehouse becomes a more economical solution than a public or contracted warehouse because higher levels of throughput can absorb the fixed costs. The line for private warehouses starts above zero on the graph, and this represents the fixed cost component. Although the fixed cost is minimal for an outsourced warehousing function, rent is a variable cost. As throughput increases, variable costs increase at a steeper rate than they do for a privately owned warehouse. Exhibit 4-3, effect of throughput and cost on the private/public warehousing decision. Source, Center for Supply Chain Research, Penn State University, used with permission. Some organizations use sale and leaseback arrangements. These arrangements require either owning a warehouse or financing the construction of a warehouse to one's specific needs. The organization then sells this fixed asset to a buyer under a contract that allows the seller to lease the facility back for a defined period at an agreed-upon rental rate. The selling organization reduces fixed costs, generates operating cash, and retains use of a facility that suits their needs. The lease is a variable cost to the organization. At the end of the contract term, the owner and renter can renegotiate the lease, but negotiations could fail, and the renter may need to move out. While the cost volume analysis technique can be applied to the make or buy warehousing decision, note that cost is not the only decision factor. The two options, public or private, tend to satisfy different types of business needs, as shown in Exhibit 4-4. Source, Brian J. Gibson, KHVD cited in Managing Supply Chains. Used with permission.